Her Final Words by Brianna Labuscus. Performed by Karen Peaks. It was a risk sneaking out to meet Eliza, but Molly needed to confess what she'd done, the guilt all but suffocating her. Why? Why had she gone to talk to that pretty deputy? No matter how close Eliza was with Sheriff Hicks, Eliza had been adamant from the start that they couldn't bring in the police. She was bound to be furious with Molly. But Molly wasn't brave or strong like Eliza. She was scared. So scared. And there was still a chance they could stop all this. They could stop it. They could... No. It's too late. Someone was going to die. Because of you. No. No, because of... Eliza. Molly flinched, cowering from the thought, pushing it to a far corner in her mind where it couldn't hurt her. They were meeting by the fence, like always, and Molly would confess to Eliza that she'd gone to talk to the pretty deputy sheriff. She would. She promised herself that over and over and over, as she picked her way across the uneven terrain in the darkness toward the property line between their two homes. The night made the familiar path more difficult to navigate, required more concentration. That's why the sound didn't register at first. And then it did. Boot against rock. Someone trying to be quiet. Molly stilled, not quite nervous yet. She was close enough to the fence that it could be Eliza who'd come looking for her. It had to be Eliza because no one else should be out here. Molly would have noticed the car coming up from the road. Unless the person didn't want to be seen. The night deepened, wrapping around Molly, but it wasn't a comfortable weight like usual. Instead, it squeezed, a vice around her chest. She tried. She tried to be quiet, to stop the wheezing, the desperate drag of oxygen while she listened to hear if... There it was. There it was. Someone was moving closer. Her cheeks were wet almost before she realized she was crying. She'd thought panic looked different, but here it was, a breathless thing that came in a gentle wave instead of a crushing blow. Molly held a sob in her mouth, tucking it into the softness of her cheek so that it was absorbed by the bitten flesh.